be a part of the show. Call in and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back here on Monday Night Talk. And just a reminder, if you're just tuning in, we will be having that political forum coming up at 6:30 for the candidates running in the 9th Plymouth District. So keep your radio dial set right here if you are interested in that race. But right now we turn our attention to something that every time, right around this time of year, I usually have conversations with a good friend of mine who is a reoccurring. He's been a guest host on here. He's been a guest. And we talk right around this time about the Hug Foundation and their special event that they have. It's the 6th annual event they have with the Boston Bruins alumni. And that is the great hockey game that they have over at the Rockland Ice Arena. We actually gave away tickets to it last week. We have Alex Bezanson on the line joining us for a few moments. How are you this evening, Alex?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
We know that the event is coming up this Saturday at 3 p.m. And if you're somebody who loves hockey and if you love giving to a great organization, this is all of the above. If you like old school Boston Bruins guys, even some of the newer guys, you definitely want to check this out because a lot of times they like coming to this event. Give me some of the details. Give my listeners the details of this Saturday's event, Alex.
Well, the game starts at 3 o'clock at Rockland Ice Rink, and it's once again the Ice Huggers, that's from the Hug Foundation, against the Boston Bruins alumni. And this, I believe, is our 6th year doing it. Tickets are only $10 per person. There is an after party at the Polish Club in Abington. Tickets for the after party are $20. There'll be food, music, raffles, auctions, and the Bruins alumni will be there to mix and mingle. So for $20, you get to hang with the Bruins on Saturday night. I mean, how much better does it get? We have a couple of confirmed players for the Bruins, and that Rick Middleton, Terry O'Reilly, Don Ory's coming up from Florida to play. Reggie Lemelin will be there. A couple of younger guys, Pat Leahy, Danny Lacature. Bob Sweeney will be coaching this year. He's nursing a shoulder injury. And the Hug Foundations have a couple of Bruins playing for us. Mike Motto, a local kid from Avon, and Tim Sweeney, who grew up in Weymouth. They are regulars with the Boston Bruins alumni, and they'll be playing for the Hug Foundation this year.
And let's, if I can kind of throw in a little plug here, we did have Tim Sweeney on kind of on the eve of him playing during the Legends Winter Classic game as Tim took to the ice in Gillette Stadium. So it's kind of cool that he's going to be donning an Ice Huggers jersey, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's really excited to be finally playing for the Ice Huggers.
You think that's what it is? Tim's not only a great guy, he's a local guy. He's, I think, from Weymouth, right?
He grew up in Weymouth. He now lives on the South Shore, yeah.
Yep, BC product. Who else do we have? Who else do we have as far as taking part in this? And also, kind of give folks some of the atmosphere during the day of the game, because it isn't necessarily these guys just going out on the ice, you know, coming out of the locker room, going on the ice, and then running back to the locker room, is it?
No, this is an all-day event here in Abington, Rockland. The Bruins alumni love coming down here. They get great response. Like I said, this is the 6th year they've been doing it. They come down for our softball tournament. They came down this past summer for our street hockey tournament. They're a very big part of the Hug Foundation. And they really help us out, and they really love the crowd down here on the South Shore. They'll be signing autographs between periods. Like I said, they'll be hanging with everyone at the Polish Club after the hockey game. So they'll be here all day, all night. So it's a great time.
If you could kind of tell folks how they could get tickets. Is it a matter of maybe the day of the game that they can go down and get tickets, or is there a way before then?
Well, the best way is to buy them online at hugfoundationma.org, and that's the best way. Tickets for the game are $10, tickets for the after party are $20, but we won't turn anyone away at either place. There'll be tickets at the door at the hockey rink, and there will be tickets at the door at the Polish Club for the after party.
And if we could remind folks Again, we are speaking with Alex Bezanson, and he is one of the heads of the Hug Foundation. He and his wife Lisa and son Brian do a fantastic job in putting on these events. And Hug stands for Help Us Give, and this is yet another event that I've been proud to help promote and get the word out there about. All of it, of course, derivative as to something that took place personally with you, correct, Alex?
Yes. My sister Linda passed away from lung cancer, and she was a huge Bruins fan. And we contacted the Bruins to, you know, kind of cheer her up and send her a picture, and it just snowballed from there. We became good friends with several of the Bruins alumni. She lived 2 years after her diagnosis and went to many, many events with the Boston Bruins alumni, the Bruins Foundation, and we just decided to do something in her memory and to give back to the community. And this past year, we've sponsored Dan Lackature, who ran for Boston Children's Hospital in the Mariner, marathon. We sponsored someone that ran for Dana Farber. We've helped out with Teen Challenge, several people that have had house fires, several cancer patients, people out of work because of major heart surgery. You know, we just give to local people.
And it's important to support local charities like this because, again, it's almost like a local business. When you support a local business, it helps the general good of the community. Same with this particular organization, the Hug Foundation. Now, I want to kind of turn my attention for the last couple of moments. We've talked a little bit about the hockey game, but there are usually other things that happen, like raffles and auctions. Is there anything that you could kind of tease that you might have as part of any raffles or auctions that you're going to be holding, whether it's during the game or during the after party?
There won't be any raffles or auctions at the game. We're saving all that for the after party at the Polish Club.
That's what I thought.
And we do have a football signed by the butler. We have a truly one-of-a-kind jersey, half Bruins, half Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
That Chris Nyland wore out on the ice
Knuckles.
Prior to the Winter Classic.
Wow.
And it truly is one of a kind. He signed it for us. We will be auctioning that off. And we have pictures of him with the jersey on and pictures of him signing it. And that's truly, if you're a hockey fan, that's no one else is going to have that. That's truly one of a kind.
And actually, there were pictures up on Facebook. I saw that when you guys took pictures of him donning the jersey, which is very, very, very cool. Well, probably one last thing that I just want, again, I want to remind folks, again, you are listening to Monday Night Talk, and Alex Bezanson is our guest from the Hug Foundation. Again, don't forget this game is coming up this Saturday, 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Rockland Ice Arena, followed by a big after party at the Polish Club. It's $10 for the game, $20 for the party that follows. Lots of fun. Alex, anything you want to say in closing, my friend?
Just come on out and support us. Every dime that we raise goes back into the community. The Hug Foundation pays no rent. We pay no salaries. Everything is volunteer, and everything goes back to the community. So help us out.
And I might add, you know what? Alex is a big star now. Now that we've seen glimpses of him during the Legends Winter Classic hockey game on TV, let me tell you, it was very nice of him to come on and join us and talk about this. So we thank you, Alex, and we hope that this is yet another successful event.
Thank you very much, Kevin. You've been with us from day one. We really appreciate it.
We're going to step aside. As I said, we do have an upcoming forum with the candidates for the 9th Plymouth District. Jerry Cassidy, Shayna Barnes, Shirley Azak. They are the Democratic candidates that can only be heard right here on Monday Night Talk and 95.9 WATD. Stay tuned.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.